inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. All right, we've got a great show for you today. I've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau this morning, and I know you had a little late night till last night, right?
Yeah, I was out at the hospital with my 12-year-old. Why do they always have to get sick on the weekends?
I'm so sorry to hear that. And we've
He's okay.
Thank God. Okay, but gosh, you know, that is one of the struggles of being a parent, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got four. Trust me, I know. And then you add the animals on top of it, and they never get sick during the day. It's like 5:15, and you know all the animal vets have closed, right? So, anyway, we've got David Schneider, and he is attorney of law. And
good morning, Kim.
Thanks
for having me. Great.
Good. Did you have a really good weekend?
Well, I had a fantastic weekend. Went out, took the kids, saw the movie. What's the big movie? Harry Potter.
The
big movie.
Okay. Well, you know what? Everybody's going to the Winnie the Pooh now, okay?
Oh.
that's the next one, I'm telling you.
I'm sure it is next weekend.
There you go. And we have as a guest on our show today, we've got Mary Little, and she's going to be talking about The Taste of Camarillo, and she is with the Meadowlark Service. Welcome.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about that's this weekend. I love that. I was there last year, and what a great show, and what a great just every wine you could ever think of, and anything, and all the food that you can eat. There's just not enough. I just love how it's all put together like that.
Well, we think it's a wonderful show, and it's coming up again this weekend, as you know, and we think it will be bigger and better than ever this year. We have 50 of your favorite restaurants and over 100 wineries offering every kind of wine that you might like, and some that you've probably never heard of and some that are very familiar. We have good music, and we think it'll be a beautiful, beautiful afternoon at the Camarillo Ranch.
And Camarillo Ranch is so pretty, and it's so local. So it's like right here, you know, for everybody to go to. I definitely recommend everybody to get a ticket, and, you know, definitely it goes for great cause, too. Tell all the things that it goes towards.
This is one of the three fundraisers each year put on by the Meadowlark Service League. And we, all of our fundraisers support local charities. All of the money that we raise stays right here in Ventura County. We don't give to anything that's outside of the county. So we support organizations like the Rescue Mission, Food Share, the Boys and Girls Club, the Y, Camarillo Hospice, St. John's Hospitals. 32 organizations got grants from us this past year, and those grants totaled a little over $200,000.
Wow.
And then we also provide scholarships, $25,000 in scholarships to high school students.
And what do the students have to do to get those scholarships? I mean, what are the provisions for that?
Basically, they have to have good grades, and they have to be involved in a lot of things. You know, the whole package is what counts when we look at the scholarship applications. It's a question of not only grades, but also what kind of community things that they've done and what kind of leadership activities they've been involved in school.
What a great cause, you know. I mean, really, and I love how it's matched up with we go have fun. I mean, really, you can't, you know, it's like really all the restaurants that have put their time and effort into this, because they give back too. I mean, it's they have to obviously be paid to be a part of it, right? But that's their donation, and yet they're getting business. It's a win-win all the way around.
It really is, because everyone has a good time. And it's a beautiful, beautiful spot. You know, the Camarillo Ranch is really, it's perfect for an event like this.
Mary, and can you tell exactly where it's located for anybody that maybe hasn't been there?
It's just off the 101 freeway, sort of in the eastern part of Camarillo. You can access it from the Santa Rosa exit or from the Flynn Road exit. And coming south on the freeway, you get off at Dawson Drive. And but it's just on the north side of the freeway.
Right.
And if you look really closely, you can see it through the trees.
Right. And it's beautiful. And there's tons of parking. And it's just a perfect venue for that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So who are some of your restaurants that are going to be there?
We have a wonderful lineup again. We have Mastro's. We have caterers, too. You know,
yeah.
We have Buenaventura Catering. We have DJ's Catering. We have Sapphire.
Yeah, she's got a list, exactly.
We have Sapphire Restaurant in Camarillo. We have Holdren's coming from Thousand Oaks.
Holdren's is really good.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, we have some new restaurants in Camarillo this year that are coming. Laura Fish House and Brendan's Irish Pub. We have Ocean Pride Seafood. We have Rocket Fizz soda coming. Are you familiar
yes.
with
that? Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? My kids go in there, and I'm like, oh, my God, Abba Zabba's and the cinnamon toothpicks. Yes, yeah. I love that. Everything's coming back. You know?
I remember the cinnamon toothpicks.
Yeah.
Well, some people will say, well, you know, I don't drink wine. And I said, well, we have something for everybody.
You have boutiques.
We do have boutiques that are coming. And we have one man who makes little ships that are in clear plastic boxes. Hmm. But they're all handmade, and they're beautiful.
It's really just a crafty, great food. You can't get enough food. You can't get enough wine. It's just a great day. I had so much fun.
We have two bands that will be playing. One is the Tempo Cats. And then they will be followed by the Jack Diamond Band. And that will provide lots of good music for dancing and just really generally enjoying the afternoon.
So since I'm getting everybody out there, very excited about this show this weekend, what I want to do is I'm actually going to give away a set of tickets.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to start opening up our lines at 805-639-0008. And we'll just start taking names and we'll pick somebody out. So it's random. And you will be, you know, the cost is $75 if you buy it in advance and $85 at the gate. So a set of tickets for a couple will be a really incredible. You won't miss this day. I'm telling you, it will be definitely worth it. Go ahead. Our phones are going.
Well, where can we get those tickets in advance?
Yeah.
There are several ticket outlets. They're really spread all across the county. I think the easiest thing is to go to our website, which is www.tasteofcamarillo.com, and they're all listed there.
And now tell us a little bit about Meadowlark and how you've been involved in that, and how many women are there? They're 40?
They're 40 women.
40 women. I mean, that's not a huge amount of women to be putting. What a great cause.
Well, we have a good time raising money. We're more of a fundraising organization than a social organization, but we do have a good time. And we just dedicate ourselves to raising money for local charities. And we are 40. We have some associate members who are people that have been members in the past and then choose not to be quite so active, but they often come out and help us for events like this.
And how long has Meadowlark been going on for?
The very beginning goes all the way back to 1956.
Wow. Amazing.
But in its kind of present form, it's been since 1971. But the Meadowlark Service League has been there since.
Now, I know you and your husband work on this, right? Does he help you?
Well, he helps.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's...
It's required.
Yeah. Let me just tell you exactly, right?
He's involved in a lot of things that I help with, too, so...
And now, is he in other clubs, too?
Well, not so much
organizations.
Clubs, but he's in a lot of organizations, and he's involved with the Camarillo Library and with the Camarillo Ranch Foundation.
Really?
So,
you know,
keeps
I think
busy.
That's so good that... Because how long has it been since you've retired? Even though you're still working, right? It doesn't feel like you're retired, right?
I'm sure this is a lot of work.
I'm sure this is a huge undertaking.
Well, he's been retired for 11 years, but...
Yeah. So if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you showed up today. I actually, I want to say that I've been gone for a couple days. I've actually just got back from Utah. My son was racing out there for the Nationals. Mm. Not such a great weekend, but, you know,
uh-oh.
It was a little tough, you know, the altitude, and we just could not find, we made it to the world last time. He's got one more chance to make it to the world. But we had a great time out there. Really great people, you know.
I've heard that Utah is a terrific place.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I just cooked out there. You know, it's
a little
funny.
Warm.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we have the heat out here, but there's something different about there, you know. But we got to go to we didn't make it up to Park City where the skiing is like supposed to be the best. That's what a lot of college students move up there, not for the academics, but for the skiing.
Oh no, we go to school, Mom.
Exactly. Well, it's funny, but you know what's really interesting, and I thought I'd talk a little bit about this. It was funny, we met a really cute girl that was a waitress there, real bubbly, seemed really intelligent, and not saying that, but there is a definite tattoo thing going on there, you know, because a lot of Mormons live there, but then there's a challenge on the other end of tattoos. And it's an interesting, you know.
Would not have expected that.
No, I know. But I'm telling you, a lot of people go. We went downtown. We went into Salt Lake City, which is really cool. And the Gateway, which is another, it's like an old railroad station where they put all these stores in. But we had a really good time. We got to do some sightseeing and just really, really nice people. And I do want to do a shout out to the people that I met there because I know they're going to be listening. And also the people that I've met from all over the world that said, I listen to your show and I hear it. I love what you do. So
you're a worldwide phenomenon.
You know, it's really cool when you start to, I just come on my show and kind of try to spread positive and help people. And if I'm helping a lot of people and people are listening, I love it. And
awesome.
So I do want to give out my website, which is, what do we have? Oh, okay, cool.
The phone lines are ringing.
Yep, you're not on, though, so we can't hear you. But our phone lines are ringing.
I was saying the phone lines are ringing off the hook.
Awesome. Well, we love that. So keep calling here. We do have a set of tickets away to give away, and that is for this weekend for a Taste of Camarillo Wine and Food Festival, and that is Sunday, July 31st, 1 to 4. I love that it's 1, you know, because if you kind of get all your stuff done and then you kind of go there, you don't need dinner after you leave there, let me tell you.
No,
you know, but
do you need a taxi?
Yeah, you might need a taxi. Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
A smart idea.
Yeah, so definitely kind of designated driver, right?
Right.
Yeah, so but anyways, yeah. We are definitely giving away a set of tickets here, so you do want to give us a call at 805-639-0008. Mary was nice enough to bring tickets to the Kim Pagano show, and which I really love to support all the passionate people out there and all the organizations that give back, and what a great cause. So anyways, we are going to take a really quick break. Keep our phone lines open. Give us a call. And Mary, I thank you again. We're going to mention it all week long, and I will definitely be out there.
Could I just mention one other thing?
Oh, please
do. We do have our wine auction gala on Saturday evening.
Oh.
And that's a wonderful event as well.
Oh, so.
We have it's a wonderful dinner, live and silent wine auctions. A few wine trips and things like that available.
Oh, so how do we get to go to that?
Well, for that, you do have to go to the website.
Okay.
And
give out the website. And I'm going to post this on my Facebook so everybody can see that.
Right.
So if you're driving and you're going, oh, how do I get my tickets? Look on my Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show.
Okay.
But how do you, can you give that?
www.tasteofcamarillo.com.
Very simple. And then you just go in, purchase your tickets right there. You can purchase them at the door too, right?
Not for the gala on Saturday night. On Sunday, yes. But
and what is the gala exactly?
Well, it's a smaller event, and we start out in the garden at the ranch with appetizers and champagne and wine.
Ooh, I want to go there. Okay, that sounds really good. Kind of a
silent,
mingle, right?
Yeah, a silent auction of wines. And then we move into the Red Barn at the ranch, which have you been in the Red Barn?
I have, yeah.
It's a wonderful spot for a party. So then we move into the barn, and we have a wonderful dinner catered by Command Performance. And then we have a live auction that features some really, really good wines that people have donated from their private cellars, and also some that we've acquired other ways. But,
right.
And then there are some trips to the wine country, all wine-related things. And so it's a wonderful package.
Now, is it only wine, or is that the only thing that you're giving away in trips? Is that it?
just about everything has some connection to wine.
Okay.
But it isn't all wine.
Okay.
There are other things
okay.
too.
So. Great, because I'd love to offer somebody to come on and promote their business on my show.
Oh, well, hey, we'd be happy to do that in the Sunday auction.
Oh,
too.
There you go. Okay, sure. Perfect. So okay. that would be great, and I'd love to be there. What now, how much is that ticket? Is that separate than
yes,
this one?
Yes, the Saturday night ticket is $70.
Okay.
The Sunday ticket is $75.
Okay.
But a combination ticket for both of them is $135.
Okay.
So you save $10 on the
on
weekend
the two.
Deal.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, gosh. All right. So I will have all that information on my website, on my Facebook. I think that's easier. I'll put it on my website, too. So if anybody knows, Steve, we could do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have all.
We have all the past shows, so you can go ahead and we're up to date with those, and you can and also look at all the information that Mary will post, and
okay.
we'll get on there for her.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to be talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau and David Schneider, and we've got Steve waiting by the phones at 805-639-0008. Thanks so much.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad you joined us this morning on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau and David Schneider.
I'm ready to motivate you this Monday.
I like it.
Motivation Mondays.
I love it. Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were sitting here thinking about all the things that we have to do in life, and I was thinking of life lessons, you know. And
Your responsibility list.
There you go, the responsibility.
Yeah, I know. I figured, you know, it is a responsibility. You know what's weird is when you come back from a vacation, and I'm not kidding, I'm really getting good at kind of getting away.
It's
better than just checking out.
Well, yeah, but you know, when you go away, it usually takes you a couple days to unwind, and I actually am like, I could get, you know, used to this. But then you come back and the lists start. I'm like, oh my God, my husband, we were like, we better get up. 5 o'clock this morning, I was thinking of all the things, and he's a little more laid back than I am, you know? And so I'm like, honey, do you want to get up right now? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, okay, you know, he wants to just kind of take, yeah, sure, please me, you know? Mm. And so then he gets the newspaper and he makes our coffee. And I'm like, okay, I'm like one of those, you know, raring to go, okay? And so, but we made our list. And, you know, it's just, if you don't take care of all your stuff, like every day, it just piles up.
It does.
And so you have like 3 days off and all those things that you should have been doing piles up.
Now, have your kids ever complained that they have too many chores?
Well, you know what's funny is we were actually, and I'm sure they're probably listening, okay, but we're putting a contract together for our children.
Good.
Because
excellent idea.
It really is.
Well, they complained that, you know, how come we have to do all the chores? And the parents say, wait a minute, do you want to compare lists?
No, I'm just kidding.
Our minions. Do you want to compare lists? Because when the parents actually sit down and even they don't realize what their chores are. And when you write down every single thing that you have to do and get done, let alone the things you want to do or you know that you're putting off,
right,
your list dwarfs any kid's list.
Right. So the first thing when we wake up, we make our bed. I mean, we just make it and that's done. And, you know, it's like if you just get stuff done, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Cross it off the list.
I love crossing stuff off my list, you know. Yeah. But another thing is my cars. My kids are going to start taking care of my cars, you know.
Oh, I thought you said they were going to start taking your cars.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
I found that I'm so lazy, so I like to clean things right away so I don't have to do it later because I'm so lazy, I don't want everything piling up.
That's a good thing.
It's like my laziness drives me to actually be proactive, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, it's good because you're just going to just do it. I mean, whatever it is, just do it. And, you know, to me, there just seems like there's so many things that get thrown, balls, you know, throwing at me that I have to write it down,
you know.
Do you do that, David?
I do, but I'm not diligent about it, which is part of my problem. You know, everybody has to say, well, this is where I'm weak. Doctor, this is where I'm weak. You know, I tend to keep a lot of things in my head, and it's almost a chore for me to go and make that list. But then once I have made the list, there's probably nothing more therapeutic than scratching something off.
I feel old when I make lists. Because I feel like, you know, when you're young, your brain is so flexible, you should be able to just remember, like going to the store. I think that I should be able to go to the store and remember 3 things to pick up. But I have never been to the store with that strategy and walked out with those 3 things.
You haven't?
No.
I either come out with a ton more or I forget something. See, and you know, it's funny. So my husband and I, we made this list this morning. And so then I said to him, do you want to write it down? And he goes,
I got it.
And I said, so frustrating. And so then I said to him, okay, well, which ones do you want to do? And he makes he checks about 4 or 5 of them, right? Which was
on
a lot.
List.
No,
on
it's
your list.
Well, it's our list. Oh, okay. I'm the list maker. He just
goes.
Yeah,
they're a team.
Yes, exactly. But it's funny because he says, oh God, your list. You have lists for each room. You have lists for, you know, each kid. You have a list for.
Do you have a list for the lists?
I have the list for the list, and that's what he says. But he doesn't do a list. But it's funny. So then I'm like, as I'm leaving, I'm like, love you. Do you got your list? Yeah, honey, I got it. Him. And I'm like, is he just blowing me off? Because I just wonder, it's like when he comes home, but it's like if he just said, I can only do 2 of those things and really gets it done, I'm good to go.
Sure, sure. You know, it's like anything else. When I sit in the office and I get out the lawyer yellow pad. It's our tool.
It's got to be the yellow legal pad.
And I get this list on there with 20 items, and there's not a chance I'm going to get that stuff done in a day. And if I get three, it's a big deal.
And so. I'll tell you what is, like, today, we just because we were gone, we kind of did it like a together list, a family list of stuff. But I only put four things on my list now.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. And I only use a little stick on paper because I know I'm going to get through those. And I feel like I reached my goal. You know, yeah. I don't overwhelm myself anymore. I just don't have enough time to get. So I pick out the most priority things. And I get it done.
Well, that's where the list helps me. It helps me to prioritize because I know that on any given day I've got, you know, 10 to 15 different things that really require my attention. But some are a little bit more important than others, or some are a little more time sensitive.
Or some that you're putting off on purpose, like coming to see you at your office.
Yeah. And that's just you know, what I was going
to
say.
I know I need to come over to your office and get some things done. You know, and I've had, you know, we talked last week about my grandmother.
Right.
And I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, thank you.
Tough deal.
But the struggle my mother was having with, you know, being that person, that go-to person, and all the stress and responsibility. And, you know, and I know, wow, I need to do that for me and for them and for my son and get that stuff done, even though I don't think I'm, in theory, I guess in my mind, I'm not old enough to have to go put together a trust. I still got a good 40, 50 years left in me. But there's always the accidents and the diseases and things. So, you know, my appointment with you is not on my list yet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a situation where a lot of people think that this is going to be, you know, a really unpleasant topic. I'm going to have to come in and talk about times that aren't going to be so good. I got to talk about my death. I got to talk about what the wife's going to do when I'm not there. All these things that really, let's be frank, who wants to talk about those
right.
things? Nobody wakes up in the morning and say, I really want to talk about this stuff.
You know, David and Dr. Steven, I want to give out our phone number here. If anybody has a question and they just want to be a part of our conversation here, give us a call at 805-639-0008. Also, we're on Facebook. You can Facebook us a question. Steve's looking right at it.
That's right.
Right.
The Kim Pagano Show. Please Facebook us.
Right. And so, you know, why is it that we put these things off, you know?
That it's fear.
I mean, I called you last week. Did I follow through with it?
Yeah, Kim called, and we're waiting on the follow-up.
That's right, you know?
Well, I know, speaking to that, I know that people sort of put that off and maybe sometimes put a mental block to it because I know, for instance, I sold insurance for about a year. I was in selling life insurance and, you know, people don't think about it and they don't want to think about it when they're younger, when it would really, you know, do them the best good to purchase life insurance when they're younger or make their arrangements when they're younger. It's just something that I think younger people don't think about.
Get a better deal, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, but this really goes almost to the core of your show, Kim, because we talk about, you know, we're talking today about making lists and getting things done. We talk about the responsibility list, you know, as opposed to the bucket list. And when you... Everybody has a need for this. Let's face some facts mm-hmm. here. There's only a couple certainties in our world.
Right.
So you've got to get these things done. And when you get them onto that list, you make that mental acknowledgement, I've got to get this done. I have responsibilities to my family, not just to myself, but to make sure everybody is taken care of. And then when you can cross that off the list, that mm-hmm. you know, there's a huge sense of satisfaction.
Yeah.
It's a huge relief, and all that negative energy. Oh, gee, I got to deal with these hard decisions. All that negative energy can now be channeled into something positive.
And you know, in a relationship, okay. And which one are you in your relationship? Are you the doer, or are you the one that's trying to get it done? You know. How about you, Stephen, and how about you? Think about that.
It depends on the issue at hand. So, for instance, my wife is the one who pushed for the life insurance. And she said, look, if you're going to be riding a motorcycle every day, I don't want to be morbid about it, but if, you know, some idiot on the road takes you out, where does that leave me and Devin? So we went ahead and purchased a pretty substantial life insurance policy. And at the time, it felt a little morbid, but... Afterwards, I realized, one, I got a great deal because I got it when I was younger.
Right. mm-hmm.
Right.
But two, I know peace of mind that if something bad happened, that my family's taken care of for a few years.
That's right. The key phrase, peace of mind, too.
Yeah.
Peace of mind. Well, you know, life
in
insurance.
In my house, it kind of the list kind of divides or it morphs. There's just certain things that Pam is a little bit better with, and certain things that I'm a little bit better with. So, but she's the driving force that gets me to get a lot of those things done.
I'm better with lawn care. I have a whole list of yard duties that I'm, I have no problem jumping on. Mary's the one who definitely says, you know, we've got to pay this bill on time. We need to, you know, funnel in our energy
now,
here. We
need
to make these appointments. She's more of the business person, and I'm more of the doer, I guess.
And you
want to
know it's
stuff.
Really funny? Okay, now here I feel like I'm kind of more the responsible one, but my husband is the one that pushes for all those kind of things.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, really? Do we need to do that right now? And he's like, yeah, I want to make sure that this is, you know, he's
taking
the one who,
of.
For the life insurance, I'm like, we're good to go for a little longer, you know, but no. So people.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows when their time
is. You know, we all say what? We all know our birthday. We just don't know the other date.
That's right.
Right. And it, and God, the things you hear about in the news, you know, accidents and diseases, and there's all kinds of opportunities for us to not make it, even though more of us are living longer. But even that presents some problems or challenges to a degree.
Well, absolutely. You know, not just the financial challenges, but
health
issues.
Yeah.
I have a couple of clients that have some real unfortunate incidents where they've outlived their children. And,
oh, sure.
And this is a problem. It's not a growing problem, thank goodness.
Thank God, but I just talked to a couple yesterday, same thing.
Right.
And, you know, that's another topic that I would really like to touch on, because a lot of people live next to, you know, like wherever they're, like this couple lived in Oregon, okay, and moved back to closer to their family so that they could have the support of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
yet a lot of people retire and move away from
Florida.
Their family.
Yeah, let's move to Florida, but where they're away from everybody
and
nobody there to make decisions.
Yeah, but she had a really great point, because she said all your friends, okay, which you have, we have a really great friend, you know, circle, but they're all as old as you.
Right, right, right. They're all going to be generally the same.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. who's going to help you? You actually need to find younger friends.
Well, younger friends can always help keep you younger.
That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to look to, most people, of course, first look inside their family. They look to children, or they look to a niece or nephew or somebody. But you have to find that person that you have faith and confidence in. And traditionally, as an example, when I set up a plan for people,
mm-hmm.
I like to look at a minimum of two trustees. So I'm looking at a first
like
successor
a backup.
And then a backup.
Nice.
So somebody says, well, you know, I really have a ton of confidence in my brother. Great. How old's your brother? Well, he's 3 years older than me. All right. Well, let's go ahead and put your brother down, but we need a backup for your brother.
Right.
In case something happens to him, you mean?
Well, exactly. You're making a plan for what happens to you, hopefully in your old age, and now you want to nominate your brother who's 3 years older than you to make decisions for you when you can no longer make them for yourself. So when we set up these plans, we're really calling them a contingency plan.
Mm.
And that's really all an estate plan is. It's all a trust is. One big what if. What if I need help?
David, have you ever, since you've dealt with so many families, right, what is the craziest thing that people would never think that could happen?
Well, that's actually a pretty exhaustive list, but you know, the most common thing that comes up is where somebody passes at an early age. People, you know, they cannot believe it's unfathomable.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah, of course it is. I'll tell you very quickly. I'm about to be 50 years old.
Oh my God!
Yeah, can you believe that?
No,
you didn't know. You didn't know I was
that
young.
Not to look at
you. He's so kind, isn't he? That's why I keep bringing him back here.
When I was 48, I had a heart attack.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been told I'm part of this 3% club, men under the age of 50 that survive. So, you know, who knows? Who knows when their time is going to be? So when you talk about, you know, hey, I got to get this done, or what's the most unusual set of circumstances? It's not unusual when an 85-year-old passes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now 85 is not really necessarily old this year, but nobody is overly shocked.
No.
Okay.
Right. Well, they've had a life.
Well, exactly.
my grandmother was 93, and it wasn't unexpected. It wasn't you know, terribly tragic. But I had a brother who died when he was 20 years old.
Absolutely. So, I mean, horrible
and,
tragedy.
And the outpouring from the community was like, wow, this just doesn't make sense. It's like the gears won't mesh. People can't wrap their head around a young person dying. And yet that young person leaves behind, you know, whatever they've been working on, whether it's family or real estate or, you know, their business or whatever. And that's got to be taken care of by
somebody. They leave behind a series of problems, series of difficulties that exactly they've got to get through. And more often than not, the younger the person is, the less planning that they have in place. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to have to involve the court system.
And we don't want to do
that. And so let's talk a little bit about that. What happens? Is there any way that you can retrack or backtrack afterwards?
No. Once somebody has become incapacitated, they're incapable of signing any documents. Once they've passed away, they're incapable of signing any documents. So there's really almost no way backwards.
So, David, if you have children that are, say, 18, is that where do you start where you actually they need to have, basically some – what is it? What age? Is it 18
or
21?
Technically, it's 18, but you also have to work with a child's maturity level as well. My eldest daughter is 20. She's in her starting her third year in college, and she's driving back and forth to Monterey two, three times a year. She comes down to visit, and we sat down and we talked about, hey, listen, we need to have a couple of documents in place. We need to have an advanced health care directive. You know, you're not a minor anymore. We need to be able to make decisions for you in the event of something happens.
So this can be a family event then. Everybody in the family can state their personal wishes.
Do you know, it's crazy when we try to talk about it, my kids go, no, we don't want to talk about
What a good teaching opportunity.
But
I get a lot of that. The kids, you know, if we talk about mom and dad passing, then that means that they're going to pass. And it is. It's a good teaching opportunity. It's a great opportunity to talk about the responsibility list. You see, my daughter will eventually someday hopefully be married and have a family, and she's going to need to be responsible just like you and I are to our families. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to teach. Everything in life is an opportunity to teach.
And you're planning on spending her inheritance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell them that every day.
But, you know, I think that that is really a good idea. You know, in high school, like, they don't teach us to use a checkbook. You know, I think that they need to teach us all these things. Nobody teaches how to be a parent.
The Life 101 course. Actually, there needs to be a 13th grade Life 101.
I mean, that's a really... There you go.
Before you go to college, these are all the things you're going to need to know.
But I think it's our responsibility as families.
Because people don't use checkbooks anymore.
Did I just age myself again?
We pay all our bills online with our iPhone.
But no, you absolutely need to take all these opportunities in life and sit down and try to, you know, Kim, this is quoting you, take a negative and turn it into a positive.
Absolutely.
Talk to my daughter about a will or an advanced health care directive. That's not the Saturday conversation she wants to have.
Right.
But we have to turn it into something positive. We have to teach and then let her cross it off her list.
You know what, David? It's just putting it out there. God forbid a million times this happens, we are done. You have that conversation before anything that you need to ever have to have it.
Absolutely. You have it while you're in the here and now, while you're conscious about it, while you're sane.
Make your wishes known.
Let's get it done, and then let's cross it off the list.
Exactly. David, give out your phone number and your website.
Oh, you can reach me at 805-374-8777. And my website is www.drs-law.com.
All right. We are actually going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And when we come back, we got a little twist on our show. We're going to talk to Judith Fertig, and her book is Artesian Bread Machine and all those really cool breads that I'm trying to stay away from. Thank you. But we're going to find out how to make them. So a little bit of Southern living and a little bit of,
probably some good healthy breads.
There you go. Exactly. Stay with us. Also, our phone lines are still open at 805-639-0008. If you have a question or you want to put your name in for the tickets for this weekend, for the food and A Taste of Camarillo, the Wine and Food Festival, and that is this Sunday, July 31st from 1 to 4 over at the Adolfo Camarillo Ranch. So give us a call. We'll be right back.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh, for all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
That's my favorite buffer music for you.
You like that?
Yeah, the Tom Jones.
There you
go.
She's
a lady.
All right, I love
that's
it.
That's a perfect song.
Thanks. I like that, and also Pretty Woman.
There you go.
Kind of a different little
yeah,
twist,
yeah, a little
right?
Roy Orbison.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. All right, well, welcome back, and thank you so much for all the calls, and I want you to know that you our phone lines are open, so you can call all the way through our show. We're going to be giving away a set of tickets to a Taste of Camarillo Wine and Food Festival. And let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss this. It's from 1 to 4, Sunday, July 31st. And every wine and food you can possibly eat. Also, they have the night before. And where is that thing? Anyways, it's Saturday night. And you can go and there's an auction and dinner and appetizers and all that good stuff. So we're going to be posting that on my website and my Facebook. And I hope that you become a fan of mine on my Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show. So right now we're going to be talking to Judith, and her book is The Artesian Bread Machine, 250 Recipes for Breads, Rolls, Flatbread. That's what I've been eating, a lot of flatbread now. So, yeah. But Judith, are you there? Judith, are you there? Hello?
Hello, Kim.
Hi,
hello,
how are you?
Hi.
Now, is it artisan or artesian?
Well,
thanks, Stephen.
Well, I don't know the answer. I'm curious.
It's normally I think of it as artisan, but I think a lot of people say artesian.
Because I thought the artesians had the wells.
You know, so, it's however you say it, it's still delicious.
Okay, oh, I like that. So we're both right. I like being both right. So.
Very diplomatic.
There you go. Exactly. I would not make a good attorney, would I, David?
Well, we're working on it.
Okay. So welcome to my show. I'm the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And tell us a little bit about your journey and how you started making bread.
Well, I was listening in before, and this is another one of those Life 101 things. it's being self-sufficient, and it's also, you know, if you find that you're on a special diet, or you want to eat better, or you want to save money, or any number of those things, people like to do homemade bread. And you know, the way things are today, you know, with people working a lot and kids have a lot of activities, the bread machine is kind of your kitchen assistant, and you can tell it exactly what to do, and it does it. So it's a great tool to have in your kitchen.
Do you know what's funny is a long, long time ago, of course, I'm going to date myself again. I'm sure everybody has a bread machine, and then now you see them a lot at the garage sales and everything because people don't, you know, just
they
was
got
like,
over the novelty of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like a hassle or something. But honestly, it's kind of like it's come full circle again. And I think that's how life is. Life is just one big circle. So it's almost like I'm going to pull my bread machine back out again, and because now there's so many breads that are so popular.
Well, and the machine itself, I guess, is supposed to reduce people's anxiety about making bread because
you just put everything in the bread machine. And one of the great things that came with the bread machine from the early 90s is instant or bread machine yeast, and that is, it's a finer granule, and you can find that, you know, in all the grocery stores. Sometimes it's in a jar, sometimes it's in a package, and that eliminates the step of proofing that is always makes people nervous. And proofing was when you had to sprinkle the yeast over warm water. Well, everybody's idea of warm is different. And sometimes if it was hot water, the yeast died right then and there, and you never were going to have bread. So instant or bread machine yeast, you just put it in with the dry ingredients, and you're good to go.
Wow. So what are some of your favorite recipes? And I've got three guys here, okay, that they could possibly make. You know, it's funny.
I have made bread. I bought a big bag of wheat flour and the yeast, and I followed the recipe.
Did you knead it yourself and all that?
I did, and I let it rise and do all of that stuff, and I pounded it down and did it over again. And I came out with a 1.5-pound brick. It tasted like cardboard.
So you didn't get the bread taste.
Wow.
I did not get the bread taste.
See,
I got
if
the
you
cardboard
had a bread
taste.
Maker and you yeah. just threw it in there and forgot yeah. about it, I think you'd be better, right?
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about the Artisan Bread Machine book is that all of these recipes have been tested by several different people. I mean, we had a whole group of home economists that really helped with the testing a lot. So, and there are all these secrets, like if you're going to do whole wheat bread, you don't want to just do, you know, whole wheat and the yeast. There are certain other things you need to do to it, but you could just put these ingredients in the bread machine and you have light and airy, wonderful whole wheat bread. So one of the things that's missing is an ingredient called vital wheat gluten that you can also find in the baking aisle. And if you put a teaspoon or two of that in with your ingredients, you've got great whole wheat bread. So little tips like that, you know, that can save the day.
Well, Judith, this is David. I'm on a diet like so many other people. And my wife.
What's a diet?
my wife is always after me a bit. She you know, with good reason to say, hey, you got to lay off some of those breads. You got to, you know, it's particularly like the white.
Oh, the carb issue.
Yeah, exactly. And so, she buys different wheat breads, and I find them kind of grainy, and I'm not really into it so much. But what could you give me? What, you know, I need to lose a few pounds, and I love bread. So
my husband too loves bread, and we're trying to do the same thing over there. And yeah. you know, and I just love when it's soft. That's my
exactly.
That's my yeah. downfall. Yeah.
Well, it's, I think, you know, Kim, you were talking before, flatbread is a great way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do a whole wheat flatbread if you wanted to. You just do it on the dough cycle of your bread machine, and then you pat it out, and you could put, you know, grilled vegetables on the top of it. And so it's a great way to enjoy bread, but you're getting other healthy stuff with it. And if it has more whole grain in it, but the texture is light, then, you know, it's the best of all worlds. There are also, a lot of people have to eat gluten-free. They have a gluten sensitivity.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. A lot of people have gluten-free now, and so you can make your own breads because they're really expensive to buy.
How do you make right. bread that's gluten-free?
No wheat,
well,
right?
It's a different chemical process. I mean, you don't really have to knead the bread because there's no gluten, and that's what builds the muscles in wheat bread,
mm-hmm.
but you use this other stuff. It's called xanthan gum,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little powdery substance that, again, you can get in the baking aisle. And there are so many gluten-free flours that you can buy these days, and so many flours of all kinds that you could really have a lot of fun in experimenting. I mean, we used probably I would say 25 different kinds of flour in the Artisan Bread Machine book. So there are a lot of things that you can do, a lot of things that you can try, and they're all delicious.
You know, I just want to remind anybody, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking to Judith Fertig. And go ahead, Stephen, say the name of the book.
The artisan bread machine.
Is that right?
Yeah, the artisan.
I just had to.
You're just picking on them. That's not fair.
I had to, you know. But you know what looks really good in your book is pizzas. And that's like such an easy. Pizzas are so good for families, you know, with throw a bunch of fresh, you know, veggies from your garden. And
tomatoes are in season, right?
Tomatoes, yeah. One of my girlfriends just made a tomato kind of, I forget how she said it, but it's like almost like a tomato pie.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it was so good.
Mm. Yeah, that is really good. And
so how long does it take to make just a dough for pizza?
Yeah, you could just do it on the dough cycle. And you could also grill the dough and have a grilled pizza on your grill if you want. So,
How long does it take to make just the dough?
The dough and the dough cycle takes about an hour and a half from start to finish. You just kind of throw it in there, it rises, and it's good to go. So
that's not that bad.
No.
You know, how long does it take to make bread?
Well, it depends on the kind of bread that you're making. Usually whole grain breads take longer because it takes longer for the whole grains to kind of soak up the liquid.
Okay.
So those can take about 4 hours. But most other breads, it's 2.5 to 3.
That's not bad.
You know, I remember back in the day with the bread machine, and you'd set it before you go to work.
Right.
Then when you come home,
the
your house smells
is
terrific.
Just, yeah,
right.
Exactly. So you have a crock pot and your bread machine. You're all good to go.
Yeah, good to go. Good to go.
That's my kind of cooking. So
yeah.
I love it.
It's like back in the day when people could afford to have a cook, you know, that you would come home to a meal. Well, this is the next best thing. Plus, you don't have to pay Social Security for anybody.
There you go. So what kind of a bread machine would you buy?
Well, they're all different. I used 5 different kinds when I was testing recipes. I have an old Oster that I bought, you know, back in the day.
I think that's what I have, an Oster, too.
Yeah, that I had. It was in the basement for a while, and, you know, I used it, and then it was in the basement for a while, and then I brought it back into service because this is one of those things that is coming back.
See, I knew it. Okay, yeah. I thought so. I was going, okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's now retro cool?
It's retro cool. See, that's, I've already been around one whole time now. That's pretty scary. Oh,
well, there's also the Zojirushi and or the Zo, as people affectionately refer to it, and it does a regular shaped loaf, and it warms the liquids for you ahead of time. I mean, it just does everything. And so if, you know, that's always a possibility. I've used Breadman and Cuisinart and all different kinds of bread machines. It used to be, you know, when bread machines first came out, it's just like when software first came out, everybody and their brother had a kind of bread machine. And now it's kind of, you know, down to like, you know, Microsoft and...
Exactly. It's really funny because my daughter, we were all watching TV and we saw this commercial for hard-boiled eggs, right? And you dip it in this thing and it takes the shell off. And she said, she goes, what happened to our world? We can't even take a shell off an egg? And I said, well, it's an invention. She goes, yeah, but come on, you know? And
some people have a little too much time.
Exactly. And I think that's probably what I thought. Like, why would you want to make your own bread, you know? And now, of course, I'm kind of going, I could actually do that, you know? So I don't know. Maybe it's like I'm more relaxed. I could read directions. I never used to read directions. I just throw everything in and go, why didn't it turn out?
There's something primal about bread, too. I mean, it takes us back to real roots.
Yeah.
You know, bread is the stuff of life. And get back to it.
You know, people want to do, you know, on the weekends or during the week, you know, in the summertime, you want to do a really great burger, or you want to do a great hot dog. I mean, hot dogs, gourmet hot dogs are, you know, the thing, whether it's a tofu dog or whatever kind of hot dog you like. And then people ruin it. They do all these, you know, great burgers or dogs, and then they do all the toppings. And then the bun, they get, you know, not very good bun from the grocery store. Well, you know, you could do the if you really want to, you know, do something up big, you could do the dough and your bread machine and then, you know, bake off the bun. So it's, you know.
Right, and I just had somebody text me saying that their favorite thing is to pull the bread out of the machine and then stuff it with cheese. Ooh, yum. So, Judith, where do we find your book?
Well, it's in bookstores. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in cooking shops. You know, a lot of different places around, and I will mention probably one of my favorite breads in the book, and it's bacon, green onion, and blue cheese bread. Now, the person that likes to pull the dough out and put cheese in it, well, this has the cheese all the way through it, and it's got a fabulous flavor.
Yum! All right. Well, thank you so much, Judith, and
thank
stay
you,
on with Steve for a second, and he'll get your info.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. All right. So, gosh, guys,
it's an eclectic mix of.
I know, you know me. I get a little bored, and I figure of everybody else, I gotta like swish it around here, you know.
Variety is the spice of life.
It is. It is. So, Stephen, you haven't really mentioned anything that's going on in your mind, and you always come up with what is a little motivation Monday for you.
Boy, you know, there's all these challenges in life, you know, whether they're health or, you know, legal, financial, you know, we all deal with them. But I just love the idea that Monday is a great opportunity to roll up your sleeves and say, I have a fresh opportunity to make a new week. And I'm going to determine what this week is going to be like by what I put into it.
I love that. You know, I love that. And, you know, it's funny. It's like Monday. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of people think that it's Monday. And I go, it's Monday. I got a whole nother week to start.
I get to come in here and see you.
I know. And I love that. But, you know, it's just it's a great starting day.
But you have to make it that way. You have to think to yourself, I'm going to look forward to Monday. And find a reason to look forward
right.
to
Monday. And, you know, you really got to be doing the thing you love, your job, your family. You know what's funny? I was talking to a couple women yesterday at a barbecue, and they were like, you know, oh, my husband this. And I'm like, that's your best friend there. You know, a lot of people, like, kind of grudge their own relationships. Make it a good one.
It's yours. It's yours. Be thankful you have it. There are people who don't.
I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, people, my parents used to tell me, work as hard on your relationship as you do on your job.
Yeah.
That's who you want to go home to. You want to be happy. And if you're not, make some decisions in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is our time to go around. And let me tell you, make it your best.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stephen, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give out your phone number.
It's 805-794-7270. And I have a Dr. Stephen Trudeau Facebook page if you want to look for that. It's dr.stephentrudeau with a PHEN.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And David, give out your phone number again one more time.
Okay, I'm at 805-374-8777. And we're also at www.drs-law.com.
And you give a great discount to all my listeners?
Absolutely. If any of the listeners give us a jingle, say, hey, I heard you on the Kim Pagano Show. A free consultation as well as a discount on your estate plan.
I do that too.
There you go. Oh, and also Stephen does that too. Great.
Call me and mention the Kim Pagano Show.
And call me for hair and I'll mention it and I'll give you a discount too.
Nice.
There you go. All right.
All right. Well, I thank all of you for being a part of my show. And of course, I always end all my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, you are only defeated when you accept this as a reality in your own mind.
Wow.
So with that, if for any reason you missed any part of my show, listen again from 3 to 4. I thank you so much for being here. I thank all my sponsors and all my listeners. It wouldn't be possible without you.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?